Leviticus chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When any man has a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean, and this shall be his uncleanness in his issue. Whether his flesh run with his issue, or his flesh be stopped from his issue, it is his uncleanness. Every bed upon which he lies that has the issue is unclean, and everything upon which he sits shall be unclean. And whosoever touches his bed shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that sits on anything upon which he had sat that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And he that touches the flesh of him that has the issue shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And if he that has the issue spit on him that is clean, then he shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And what saddle soever he rides on that has the issue shall be unclean, and whosoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And he that carries any of those things shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever he touches that has the issue and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And the vessel of earth that he touches which has the issue shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. And when he that has an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and come before Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them to the priest. And the priest shall offer them, one for a sin offering, the other a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before Yahweh for his issue. And if any man's seed of copulation go out from him, then he shall wash all his flesh in water and be unclean until the evening. And every garment and every skin upon which the seed of copulation is shall be washed with water and unclean until the evening. The woman also with whom man shall lie with seed of copulation, they shall both bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be of blood, she shall be set apart 7 days, and whosoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. And everything that she lies upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sits upon shall be unclean, and whosoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever touches anything that she sat on shall wash his clothes and bathe in water and be unclean until the evening. And if it is upon her bed or on anything upon which she sits, when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. And if any man lie with her at all, and her flowers be upon him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and all the bed upon which he lies shall be unclean. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it runs beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation. She shall be unclean. Every bed upon which she lies, all the days of her issue, shall be to her as the bed of her separation, and whatsoever she sits upon shall be unclean, as the uncleanness of her separation. And whosoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. But if she is cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean, and on the 8th day she shall take to her 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons and bring them to the priest to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest shall offer one for a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before Yahweh for the issue of her uncleanness. Thus shall you separate the children of Israel from their uncleanness, so that they do not die in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is among them. This is the law of him that has an issue, and of him whose seed goes from him and is defiled with it, and of her that is sick of her flowers, and of him that has an issue, of the man and of the woman, and of him that lies with her that is unclean. End of chapter.